The Strawberry Festival was started in 1930 by the Plant City Lions Club and has grown a great deal. One staple of the festival throughout its long history has been crowning a Florida Strawberry Festival queen. Hannah Benton won the pageant in 2006 and says it was an experience she'll never forget.
I'm Hannah Benton. I am 30 years old. I own a business here in Plant City. I own a boutique. Ray Oak Boutique stands for Random Acts of Kindness. So I really didn't do pageants growing up. I did a few local pageants, but never won anything. It was literally, I enjoyed dressing up, and it was something that my mom and I could do together. I would have never thought that I would have actually won Strawberry Queen. And then I was actually going out for it in 2005, and I came down with Bell's palsy, which is a paralyzation of the left side of my face, and mine went all the way down to my collarbone. So I ended up dropping out the week before the pageant, and I'll never forget my dad. Of course, it was hard to have to miss something that I had been looking forward to for so long, and my dad had looked at me and said, you know what, next year you're going to be able to do it, and Big and Rich is going to come to the festival, which was our favorite country band, and you are going to be able to meet them and represent our town when you meet them. So come, you know, December when they announced the artist for 2006, Big and Rich was the big finale, and it was just such a surreal moment because I was like, oh my goodness, like, this could really happen. I just went out and figured, you know what, why not give this a whirl? And I felt so honored to be selected that night. It was just such a neat experience. Strawberry Queen gives you a confidence, and also they do things like Miss Manners Night. Miss Peck McGinnis hosts you for Miss Manners Night. And it's something that happens right in the beginning, and she creates this beautiful meal, multiple courses, has the table set, you know, with utensils that I didn't even know why they were on the table. And she just teaches you how to be a lady and how to conduct yourself at 16 years old in these settings with the governor or with people that you wouldn't necessarily usually see a 16-year-old or 17-year-old sitting beside. But also even just your confidence and speaking in front of people. It makes you think beyond yourself. And things usually don't do that at that age, but whenever you are Strawberry Queen, you do see a difference when little girls, they look up to you and you're representing your community. Like, I was not just Hannah Hodge at the time. I was a symbol for Plant City. I'll never forget. I was at Sam's Club in Brandon with my mom, and I remember somebody stopping me asking if I was the Strawberry Queen that year. And I just thought that was the funniest, coolest thing. Here I am, a senior in high school, and this person recognized me in Brandon. Also, just the mentors that Strawberry Queen gives you, they invest in you. And whenever your year is up, you're still a part of the community. Like, my dad's not a farmer. You know, we weren't Plant City money. We weren't anything like that. But they embraced me, even though I didn't know these people. And now they are my family. Like, the people that I met that year are the ones that helped me to have the support and the success at Ray Oak, you know, 10 plus years later. But honestly, my grandpa, like, 2006 made my grandfather's life. We have a tradition every year. I take him polka dancing, Senior Citizen Day, and the festival, grandstands. And before we polka, we have to go to the Hall of Fame and look at my picture because, again, he's 81. And he will talk about, he'll introduce me as the Strawberry Queen, and it's been 12 years. But yeah, it's like nothing else. It's just like one big symbol of who Plant City is. I mean, people come from all over, and it's so cool that they do to come to our itty-bitty town. I always say we actually have traffic during the Strawberry Festival. But it's not just the people that come from out of town. It's the people that live here to see, as a business owner, our number one selling shirt is a shirt that simply says home and the O is a strawberry. And we ship it all over to people that no longer live here but still have that pride for Plant City.